right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library?
Sing along every time at home.
Right on.
Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime.
And Disney
I got
Plus.
More options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
I'm Jess.
I'm Ryan.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Words.
We did it.
And with five mics, there's one left out there.
Hi, everybody!
Yeah.
And Mikey P in the background. Thanks, everyone out there, for listening to our show.
Thanks.
You can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That's Facebook.com/Life's a Binge, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter at Life's a Binge. And you can call the voicemail number at 619-438-0532 if you have something to say. 619-438-0532. Why the long Facebook? It's a horse Facebook joke. It's a horse joke? A Facebook joke? Anyway, and thanks to all the... Wait, I don't know your name. Thanks to all the Patreon supporters out there.
Yep.
Patreon.com/Life's a Binge. You can become a producer today, like the one in the room who has too long of a name that I haven't memorized yet.
Mm-hmm. Breaker of Chains.
1 second.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Slayer of Dragons.
Where it is... It's right.
Do you remember your name, Your Highness?
Here.
Searching.
Jessica Jansen, first ever name, breaker of brokenness, queen of the Patreon, and mother of Dagos. Followed by Tight Wallet Tony, Tyler Rowe, and Kathy Weintraub, and the couch potatoes out there as well, like Mikey P, David, BJ, Jared, and the honorary bingers as well. Patreon.com/Life's a Binge.
Nice.
Is that it? Is that
That's.
All?
Yeah,
it's all the
like
business.
Everything,
all
it's
right.
All the business.
And I always say, you know what to do next, whatever. When we do the breath, do you remember how that started, BJ? It was the very first episode.
How the breath
yep.
started.
He didn't move his mouth away from the mic to breathe.
No.
Tell us.
Way back when, episode number one, when Todd was recording us.
Yes.
We were like, okay, and then we just start talking.
Oh,
right?
Did we? We didn't
and,
have a.
And
thing
we
yet.
Said. Let's leave a breath so that way Todd knows where to edit in the theme song.
Oh, okay.
And that turned into...
Yeah. Asthmatic. death breath. Yeah.
Over the course of 4 years, that one offhanded, let's leave a breath in there so we can know where to put the...
Had to be because we didn't have a theme song the first episode, did we?
Yeah, it was just Life's a Bin.
But
yeah.
Did we the first one? Like,
yeah,
we
so
got
it
that?
Went like a clip of whatever show we were talking about. And
I kind of like that.
Life's a Binge. And then just us rambling for like an hour. Me and you, nobody else ever.
Mm. Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, it's
Friday
one.
Night Lights, yep.
First one ever.
Then Office, I think, was the second one. Or second
Office
one?
Was number three.
Three.
Mm. You guys did Breaking Bad pretty early on.
It's a long history, and
yeah.
No.
Four years ago.
Yeah. Now, haven't you seen that stack of booze over there by him?
Yeah, that was like
way
back
here.
That was during this bottle.
Sure, four years for that one bottle. But...
It's all for health. Doctor's orders.
Now that that story's out of the way, I think everyone knows what to do now.
We in the room do, yes.
Take a big old breath.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What is that?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
BJ's Mr. Burns laugh.
It was, you know, the day that we were recording that song. Yeah. It was an adventure. It was an adventure.
No, that's different. That's different.
Wasn't different it the same day?
No. We did the song, that was you and I.
Way
this theme,
later.
The Life's a Binge theme song was us just being stupid. We're like, we could do this in one take. And then
we did it a few takes. I
yeah,
think.
And then but we laughed.
We laughed
time.
A lot. And so, yeah, it was like just outtakes from us laughing.
But BJ has a very
Sometimes. Yeah. Yep, sometimes.
It's good. It's good. So what's up, folks from out of town?
Start with the new folks.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
Jess and Ryan, y'all.
I listen to the show all the time. I know how this goes.
Jess and Ryan, yeah, all the way from North Carolina, y'all.
We're really tired, so please give us a
cigar. No, don't worry about it.
Give us a cigar. We've been up for a long time, and we're dealing with the time difference, too.
Yes.
So.
I forgot about that.
But no, we're
here. It's only 11:30 for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only. And
since 4 a.m.
That's 1 a.m.
Eastern time.
They've been up since 1 a.m.
1 a.m., yeah.
Woof.
Well, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, in that case. Yeah. Seriously.
We didn't want to miss it.
But if I was you, I'd be in your room sleeping.
I'm going to sleep really good tonight.
Cradling half of a burrito.
Right.
Yes.
But thanks for being here. How's life on the East Coast?
It's cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
We had some threatened snow flurries, but didn't really get any snow. But it got below freezing, so it could have snowed.
Fuck that.
Below freezing.
Do you get snow?
Sometimes.
Yeah, we don't get too much like over by the coast.
Uh huh.
Mm. Yeah, I think last year it didn't snow. The year before when we bought our house, it had a few inches.
Yeah.
But
it
yeah, it doesn't usually even stick. So.
How far away from what do you call it? What's the beach?
We're right by Wilmington.
Wilmington.
A lot of people know Wilmington.
I knew that.
Oh, Wilmington, where Dawson's Creek is filmed.
Topsail, Carlisle.
A coastal area.
Myrtle.
Coastal beach area.
I know a very good photographer in Wilmington.
Damn it.
Outer Banks is North Carolina. It's north of us.
Yeah, we're pretty far from the Outer Banks.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the like southern, southeast. Yep.
Okay. City. Are you close to
Dawson's Creek?
Carowinds? Yes.
No,
that's like Charlotte.
Okay.
Yeah. That's inland.
Like I used to live in South Carolina, and Carowinds when we were in
Hey, I lived
high.
In Dillon.
In Dillon, South Carolina?
I lived in Dillon for a little bit.
The name of the town is Dillon?
Mm-hmm. Dillon, South Carolina. South of the border, baby.
It's like they weren't even trying.
South.
Dillon.
We're not ever trying.
No.
That's a person's name, not a town.
And that's why they're
the
north now.
Kevin, California. There probably is a Kevin somewhere.
I like it.
Dude, they live in Boring, Oregon.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Boring, Oregon. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It is. It was great.
Ironically, it's very exciting there.
There's also a town called Mianus.
Really?
There's not. I know there's a hell.
Yeah. You need to visit Mianus.
I went through your anus.
Yeah. Yeah. On the way to Mianus, I want you to check out
my
this.
Anus. Oh, we're getting proof.
Is M-I? It's got to be M-I.
Yeah,
M-I. Yeah.
Still, though.
It's like, no, it's actually my anus. M-Y.
It's pronounced me anus, thank you.
Yeah, it's my anus river gorge.
Nice. Oh, even better. There's a gorge in my anus? Wonderful.
No, the gorge passes next to my anus.
Right, goes right by my anus.
The river
anus.
Goes through my anus.
Yeah, there you go.
And we can do this all night.
That's what the gorge said?
Good times with funny words.
Oh, my anus.
So, we're visiting.
Day one.
What,
day
is,
one of
what was the impetus for this trip?
So I grew up in San Diego, and my auntie on my dad's side is having a 50th birthday bash.
Woo!
Like going all out.
Yeah.
Red carpet, photographers, everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like going all out.
Nice.
So that's the big event that brought us here.
Right on.
Also, my birthday is on Thanksgiving, so this is kind of like a thing for me. And that was the two big things. And so we're just visiting family. And
my
he's never...
I wasn't allowed to stay home.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Well, it might snow.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be there by yourself.
So. Yeah. He's this is his first time to the West Coast.
Nice.
So this is pretty cool for
him.
Welcome.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Go have your first California burrito.
What was the furthest west you'd been before that?
Grand Canyon.
Okay. That's pretty far
pretty
west.
Far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost the whole way. Yeah. Most of the way.
But that was when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I was in like 7th grade.
Yeah.
You're a step ahead of me because I've never seen it. So there's that.
I haven't either.
And I live 6 hours away from there.
I could drive there right now.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, right.
It's cool. Did you go to Sedona? I mean, that was a long time ago. But, man, Sedona's awesome.
I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah. I can't even tell you about the.
Like I saw the Grand Canyon.
I was a big crevice. I mean, it went on and on.
He was like, I was
like
in 7th grade. Really. I was trying to talk to a girl at the time.
Yeah.
But anywho, thanks again for being here. BJ, what's up with you, man?
Let's see. Shows are starting to start.
Yeah. You're clean shaven, so that means you're friends with Santa.
I'm friends with Santa, and it's not agreeing like with me. Like I've got some red that's not going away. Like
do they use full on like spirit gum? Like,
they do, and so today we're supposed to put it on, and I didn't put it. I said, no, I don't want to put it on because I'm irritated.
Because spirit gum is the worst thing in the world.
It is terrible.
The worst invention of man.
It is terrible.
Yeah, I hate it.
But it holds that stuff in place.
It holds it in place. It keeps the magic alive. But it's the worst part of the job. Yeah.
You try Benadryl?
To do what?
Help with the inflammation.
I use it for sleep, but no, I haven't. I don't usually have a lot of issues with like skin.
When did you shave?
I shaved Tuesday,
so
and then
that
I shaved
could
again.
Be it, too.
It could be no. Like, it was red. Yeah. It was red when I was, and my skin wasn't good underneath it. And I was like, oh.
Well, so. It's just even just like shaving and then putting it on there because your face hasn't been exposed. That could be it too.
Yeah,
from a makeup perspective.
Yeah, no, very, very much so. And I don't know, you know, why.
Can you use latex instead? It won't hold it down as well, but
I don't know. And it's a shit show.
Yeah.
Imagine. So
woo-hoo!
What?
So moving on.
Yes, moving on. Moving on.
But it's gonna be fun.
It's always fun. Yeah. It's magic. It's nice. Really. It's. I mean, that's cool. And then the dolphin show is going to be a lot of fun. That's always fun and easy. And
okay, I was trying to figure out if you were talking about SeaWorld or the zoo.
SeaWorld, and then the zoo. I'll be doing some strolling guitar songs next month, which will be fun.
You should play the theme song once, just once, like while walking around, be like, and here's a classic from back in the '60s. What should I do?
Get a little psycho.
Just see if anybody notices or whatever.
That's the theme song of our favorite podcast.
Can you imagine? You'd be like, "What?" You'd stop everything you were doing.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
oh
that
God,
was
oh
that
God.
Was that was Justin when he was like, "Oh yeah, life's a binge," and I was like, "Really?" And then I was like, "You're just saying that you haven't really heard about it." So
it's funny. Well. Good times. Rich?
I had a pretty kick-ass weekend.
Nice.
Outside of work, which I had a lot of cool gigs, I got to meet probably the only person in the world who's famous for being a headshot photographer, which is really dope.
Okay.
Ansel Adams?
Yeah. He's super deadbeat.
There's only one photographer go-to. Like,
I
for,
know.
For,
you
Ansel
can
Adams?
Name another famous photographer.
The woman...
woman.
Right, exactly. The woman.
Annie Leibovitz.
There you go. That's the one.
Yeah. I know. His name's Peter Hurley. He's literally the only person in the world who's famous for taking headshots, and he was super cool. And we got drunk and had food in Carlsbad, and it was awesome.
Nice.
When people say don't meet your heroes, do meet your heroes, because sometimes it's red.
Sometimes, yes.
And this time it was red.
That's sweet.
That's good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's super cool.
That makes me happy.
Thank you.
Cool.
Made me happy.
What'd
you do, Jared?
Yeah, I built a mantle for my brother.
Oh.
That is now hanging above his fireplace. And so I haven't done anything at my house because I built a mantle for my brother.
Yeah, how's baby prep going?
Hanging. It's coming. We got our nursery all set up mostly.
What is decorating the nursery?
It's going to be dinosaur themed.
Oh. Rawr. Like dinosaur,
love dinosaurs.
Cute and cuddly dinosaur or like rawr dinosaur?
Yes.
Old school.
Wait.
Land before time and touch. Jurassic Park.
All of the above. Yeah, bring it on.
That's cool.
Yeah, but that's basically what I did over this last week.
Right on.
Was built a mantle.
Fun.
Yes.
Hit it.
Which one?
I almost hit it. Hey.
That's what's up. What's up?
This just in. With Rich Hublin.
I'm going to start with I can't believe this is happening because I legitimately can't believe this is happening. It's not like a joke one. Like,
yes.
This is real news that's like I literally can't believe it's actually happening. But Bill Murray has been confirmed to return for Ghostbusters 2020, a.k.a. Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
This is Ryan's like area of expertise.
Confirmed. Nice. Confirmed Bill Murray.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes, he even has the phone
case.
For you guys at
case?
Home, he's showing his phone case, and it has
I
Mr.
love it.
Yes, Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Nice.
Obviously, a lot of fans are like, why couldn't you have done this sooner, and we could have had all four of you? But to go along with that, there is a not totally confirmed but rumored title that has been semi-confirmed. They're going to call it Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Why don't they call it Ghostbusters 3?
I don't know, Jared.
Because it follows 2.
There was that shitty Ghostbusters after.
Right. But that one's not called Ghostbusters 3.
Right, but if you call it Ghostbusters 3...
It's almost like you're like deliberately shitting on that one.
Well, like, and that's also like with like the Rambo shit. Because like the first Rambo is First Blood, and then you have Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Right.
And then Rambo 3.
I forgot about that.
John Rambo.
Last Blood.
Yeah.
And Last Blood.
Now that's the did that come out?
It just came out.
It just came out.
Okay. It just came out.
Well, I mean, like a month or two ago.
So it came out and it's gone now. Probably.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stop until we kill him.
We're gonna
apparently.
Get. We're gonna
just
get Cobra
keep
2.
Movies. You know.
You know, I'm paying some bills. My restaurant's not. It's not doing so good.
Come move the cover. Spitting on me. Call me baby killer.
But I
gotta get in mode. In the mode. I tell you, it's rough. No, that's Rodney. Adrian.
Sylvester Dangerfield. Adrian, please. Knock me out, why don't you?
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Ghostbusters was one of my favorite movies for a very long time until the Lord of the Rings trilogy came along and knocked that right off. But I love Ghostbusters. So when the new one was happening, I was like, but even the idea of continuing the story, I'm like, they should just stopped at one and left it at that. And it could have been this perfect gem that we could have on our shelves forever.
Ghostbusters 1's a perfect
movie. And two, right? Like, script-wise, everything is perfect.
Yep.
And the way it was executed is perfect. And the actors are all perfect. And
can you remind me what Ghostbusters 1 is about?
It's about these guys who bust ghosts.
Yeah, I remember
that is the longest.
Get out
the,
now.
I'm so sorry. I know I've seen it, but the one I remember is the slime one.
Well, the one that you want to remember is that if somebody asks
giant
you if you're a god,
you say
yes.
Oh, you remember the goo where
I remember the
river
slime
of slime. And
the
and
song
Vigo
at the end.
Yeah.
Egon, got anything?
Vigo.
Sorry, Ray. Mm-hmm. I'm terrified beyond the capacity for rational thought.
I was just talking about that with Mikey the other before we started recording last week because of my poster here.
Yes.
One of my favorite jokes in movie history is at the very beginning of the film when they're in the library and Ray says, "Get her!" And then the ghost scares them and they run out of the library. Then an hour and a half later when they're on the rooftop standing, deciding what to do to get Gozer, Venkman looks over at Ray and says, "Go get her, Ray." And it's like a callback joke from an hour and a half previous, and it's the funniest thing.
Because Ray looks at him like, "What?"
Yes. It's like, remember that joke at the beginning of the movie, fans? You probably don't unless you've seen this movie 100 times.
I thought you were going to say, "Listen, you smell
something?"
Because there's a different inflection in that than the when they say it, get her.
Right. Oh yeah,
go get her, right?
So it's not as obvious as like a callback.
That's why it's the most brilliant joke.
He is a little
movies.
Sassy about it though.
Yeah, go get her.
Go
Ray.
Get her, Ray.
Oh, it's great. I love
it's
it.
Good shit. Oh, I'm still working. I was thinking about Ghostbusters.
What else is in the news?
Thinking good things about Ghostbusters.
About Ghostbusters.
I could.
Oh, yes.
I legitimately.
Jess,
could.
How about you?
What is a busting ghost? I've already talked
slime.
About
it.
Crickets, man.
Your love.
Just
there you go.
Me. I know that song.
Which is funny because a lot of people do remember more things from Ghostbusters 2 than
I
the
do.
First Ghostbusters.
I know I've seen the first one.
It has
one.
A lot of good little like
yes.
gags and moments, but altogether you're like, what is this?
I can't
nonsense.
Tell you a single thing from Ghostbusters 2. Like I just,
really?
I'm sure
oh,
I've seen
Vigo.
It.
Dancing Toaster.
The Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Mm. They control it with a Nintendo PowerPad joystick.
Nope.
Yeah.
I really don't remember that.
That's right.
I don't, yeah. Like I just don't. I just
are
don't
you
have
a.
When Winston yells
Ray.
into the chamber and goes, "Winston,
the bathtub, the baby."
Okay. Like seriously, maybe I never
Sorry.
Saw it. Maybe I never saw it.
Missed it.
Now I'm gonna go home and watch Ghostbusters.
Word.
Okay. More news. This isn't directly related to Ford versus Ferrari, but Christian Bale did lose some weight for that movie, and he was giving an interview, and they were asking him. Are you going to keep doing this like dramatic
oh,
sort of
good
thank you
for you
the dramatic transformation thing? And he says, "I am absolutely done with like serious weight gain or serious weight loss for movies. I'm not going to do it anymore."
Oh.
And I'm trying to think about in my brain like how many times he's done that.
My nurse brain,
like the mechanic,
the machinist,
the machinist.
Yeah. Machinist.
And then Batman Begins,
where he
yeah.
was jacked.
Back to shit, and then he went the fighter.
Right, yeah. Which
oh,
he,
right.
Which he wasn't necessarily jacked for, but he was like...
He was thin.
Heavy.
He was lean.
Well, he went down from Batman to the fighter.
Right.
From fighter to... Was,
Dick Cheney.
Was Batman 3 after the fighter or before the fighter?
Batman.
I think it was after.
That was after the fighter.
And then he puts on a shit ton of weight for American Hustle.
Yes.
And then didn't he play Dick Cheney all big?
Yeah.
Yes.
That might have been some padding, but.
His poor heart.
I don't know.
His poor heart.
Well, it's funny because he's doing that movie with Matt Damon, who's come out and said a while ago, he's like, I'm done with these.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, that I'm the done with these crazy, the yeah, these crazy weight changes.
That's what I said, yeah.
Christian Bale's okay.
You could have stopped it.
No.
The cut the id off at the end of that. He's a dick.
Yeah, well, after Terminator, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you, Jared.
That's what I do. I push buttons.
In the middle, I'll insert the news of the week is that something called Disney. There's some sign here I can't quite decipher.
The Plu.
That launched this week.
Amazing.
And there are. I won't say there are mixed reviews, but there are mixed reactions on the internet. Most of all, people were saying, oh, this is embarrassing that the app launched and there's all these problems and blah, blah, blah.
Welcome to technology, people
well, didn't
complaining.
Didn't like millions of people subscribe?
10 million subscribers.
So, yeah, I mean, I
well,
kind of feel.
One.
Right.
Yeah, I did today on the plane.
10 million and one.
On the plane, on the way here, I subscribed.
You have Verizon? You get it for free.
AT&T.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
and you
fucking
know,
devil AT&T.
Apparently, if you already have Hulu, they're supposed to knock the price of Hulu off of your Disney.
We should be able to bundle it. Somewhere.
Yeah, there's
bundle
a bundle
it.
Or something.
It's Hulu with ESPN Plus and Disney Plus for $12.99.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a friggin' steal, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, if you pay $6.99 for
it's
okay,
an absolute
I'll have to
steal.
Look into that.
Yeah.
But this made me think of you, Mikey B, because I know you have this experience too. But if you've ever played any sort of online multiplayer game and you tried to log on and play the first day, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There are problems,
of course,
because that it's millions
it's
of people.
Day, idiot.
It's launch day, and they're all trying to use the same thing at the same time. And I was Lindsay and I were talking about this earlier. I was like, I don't care how prepared you are, like you can't accurately stress test servers without the actual people trying to ping the servers from literally all over the place,
right.
And there's no way they can. Accurately replicate that in house. Like, there's just no way.
When Classic came out, I avoided that game for like the first week. I really did.
Yeah.
And then I played And then I played it for like a week and I was like, this is stupid. Sorry.
I remember when that game,
this game sucks.
When WoW launched, I was there the first day and it was like moving like the robot. I'm like, I'm playing. I don't care. We're going to play this fucking game. And it would disconnect and it would reconnect and there were queue times for the servers and all this shit. And it's like, I don't care. I'm too hyped. I have to get on this. Which is what happens, because I'm thinking about this. I'm like, well, people who are Disneyphiles are like 10 times as obsessed as like any gamer I've ever met.
Yep.
So they are not going to stop trying to log on to this thing. So it can only make it worse.
So
were you able to get on the first day?
100%, no issues. The only issues that I saw were like the minor glitches where it would show like the same title twice, where you're like scrolling through classic animations and it shows Beauty and the Beast, and then like five titles later it says Beauty and the Beast again.
How can you be mad at that though? Those are people that don't have anything to do.
And there's people that were getting mad that couldn't log on. It would just show them like an error, like sorry, can't log in. It's like, well, duh, idiots.
I mean, oh well.
Like that's how it goes. It's day number one.
Yeah.
And along the Disney Plus line, there's another headline that I saw yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was like Netflix teaming with Nickelodeon to take on Disney Plus. And that's this, like, I saw multiple places, like, put that headline out there.
That's
and I'm like,
RC Cola versus Coke.
It's not, well, that's the thing.
Not
like,
even the same thing.
Disney has Disney stuff and some Fox stuff and Star Wars and Marvel. Star Wars has 8 movies and 4 cartoons, Marvel has 22 movies. And the old cartoons, and then all the Disney movies. But if you want to watch CSI, where do you go? You go to Netflix, or you go to, I guess, Hulu. Mm. But I don't see how this is going to damage Netflix. I see things like taking Friends and The Office off because NBC wants them, and then they're going to start their own thing.
It's two different demographics.
It's completely different. And everyone's like, uh-oh, Disney Plus is going to ruin everything. And it's like, no, it's just adding one more thing that I'm going to spend $6 on.
Yeah.
I'll give them some credit. Go ahead.
Like, I think the thing is a lot of people are reaching like that critical mass of subscription services.
Yes.
So they're going to have to start making decisions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Apple Plus TV thing.
My brother, who has 3 little-ass kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If he has to choose between Netflix and Disney.
Guess what?
Netflix.
Right.
Yeah. That is one less Netflix subscriber.
Right.
Yeah.
And, he, like, and in the future, like the NBC app.
streaming services coming up. So that's another choice people are going to have to make. The CBS Universe, All Access.
I think once it gets more network specific, you're going to see people saying, "I don't need that."
Just go back to cable.
Everybody's jumping on the streaming service. So, like, if people are going to have to make choices on which cords to cut.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if everybody is pulling their things away from Netflix, and Netflix is just going to have, like, original content, Netflix is going to have a lot of cords cut.
I get that argument a lot, but I think Netflix is going the way that HBO is, where they have a lot of original stuff that if all they had was their own stuff, I think they can still live on that. They're just not going to be able to charge you as much as they're charging because they're not buying the rights to everything else, and they have to counteract that with the subscription cost.
Okay, well, as it stands now, with Netflix, though, with their original content rule, like, is they have, like, a 2 or 3 season rule because it's not drawing in more viewers.
Right,
right.
So, like, if they're not, like, if they're already losing viewers and they're not getting more viewers for their original content, then they're not going to be able to continue to create the content to draw new viewers away from the other subscription services that people have chosen over Netflix.
I just don't think I that might be coming later. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Because
of Disney. I don't think Disney is the reason.
I think that's more of a long term, short term.
Right. Laziness is also a factor. People are already signed up for something. Well, I already got this thing. What do I need the new thing for?
Mm-hmm. Was that Mikey?
I have to, like, do stuff.
Right, but the Nickelodeon thing was mostly them agreeing to make more originals, like they just redid Rocco and Invader Zim. So they're going to be doing more stuff like that. If they signed a deal with Nickelodeon to be like, oh, and by the way, here's every episode of SpongeBob, and here's all the Rugrats, and here's you know, all that stuff. But they didn't do that because Nickelodeon is launching Nixplat, which is their Disney Plus version, where they're going to put out all that shit themselves. Mm-hmm.
See, it's too much.
Yes.
Yes.
It is too much. That's why nobody's watching anything on whatever Apple's thing was called.
Apple TV Plus?
Maybe.
Nobody knows.
Or maybe just Apple TV.
Apple Plus?
Apple Pie.
I'm kind of mad that Apple has a streaming service because it's like,
you have enough.
You're the biggest company that ever was ever.
You're the
most profitable company that ever. You don't need new streams of income.
Revenue. You don't
need. Right.
Yeah.
So it's
keep making phones.
And that's my problem with Disney anyway. Like I don't need this all encompassing like behemoth that sucks up everything around it. That's just.
All right. Well, plus they already own Marvel and.
And those are ones they sucked that up.
Just got a notification
that up.
Disney has bought my company.
Right?
Fox.
Can't.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. That. And that, I think that should not be the case. Like that. You know,
are you getting
like
Disney Plus, PJ?
I already have it.
Well, baby.
I didn't pay
Put
for it.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Well, I haven't paid for it yet, so we'll see. I'm three days into the thing. So.
Gotta say, looking forward to Simpsons.
Yep. Simpsons.
Perfect transition. I was going to talk about that next.
Do tell.
There are some problems with The Simpsons on Disney Plus.
Mm.
Because they have reformatted The Simpsons to fit 16:9 because all TVs are 16:9. But as you know, when The Simpsons first aired,
4:3.
In 1904, I was watching the electro tube and The Simpsons came on. No, they were in 4:3. And some of you might say, all right, you know, big deal. But if you've ever watched The Simpsons, you'd know that a lot of the jokes are very visual.
Yeah, and full screen gags.
And some of those jokes occur on the fringe of the screen.
So it's when, the top halves, or
so
top
what,
parts, the top, that
yeah,
are getting cut
so
out.
One such example is when they go to the Duff factory and it's saying we have Duff light and Duff dry. And at the top of the screen, you can see they're all coming out of the same pipe.
You don't see that?
You can't see that on Disney Plus.
Oh, see, now that, when you're actually
so
losing
the
gags.
Is gone.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer.
That's a bummer.
And while we were talking about this in the car on the way over, is that they've completely axed the episode with Michael Jackson, which is not just a Disney thing. They also removed that from recent iterations of the box set. And
it hasn't
aired in a while either, so it's not just them, but it's a furthering of like, this didn't happen.
Let's boo. Oh,
that breaks my heart.
Boo, I say.
Because of the scandal?
Right, yes, because of the documentary.
Boo, I say. Boo. I say boo earns to that.
I say boo.
Why not have a 4:3 option? Like, Netflix does it. Amazon does it. Hulu does it.
Yeah, there's old shows that seem to... Yeah. They just bring it in.
Just put it on 4:3. Who cares?
I don't know.
I'm sure they'll get there. Yeah. Probably.
Well, why? And that's the other thing. That's my third thing about it is that people are like, this is ridiculous. Like, Disney's the biggest company in the world with all the most money in the world. Like, this should all be perfect. Like, you shouldn't release it until it's perfect because you have the resources to make it perfect.
I don't care.
Jerry doesn't care. Disney gets his money.
Well, yeah, and like,
they don't know what people are gonna complain about until they complain.
Right. Like, I think the interface needs a lot of work. I think there needs to be some sort of a genre search. I think
there needs to be continue watching. There's not.
There's no genre right. search.
I mean. No, there's
if
not.
Only other streaming services have thought to do that before.
But again, like, but
oh wait, they literally all do.
Yeah,
but I don't care about that stuff. You know what my genre shirt is? The search bar where I go DuckTales. Oh look, there's what I was looking for in the first place.
No. Also, apparently a lot of the search specific terms aren't working perfectly either. Like you can type in words that have nothing to do with something to get it. To
you know where it works perfectly on your computer, where you can set your cue and then watch it from.
But how many people
want.
Are like going? Through all those steps,
I'm not
though,
watch it on my
you're not. You don't have to watch it there, but if you really want like the thing to work as designed,
you have to think of the
then
laziest.
Then you go
person
to your computer here. Where it's designed to work, just like where Netflix was originated, where Hulu
I
was originated.
I
want to
watch it on the
They're
TV.
They're all originated on the Hulu or on the computer,
on the
and
TV.
Then they all created their apps to watch them on different devices, which is why when you watch it on Apple TV, it's different than when you watch it on PlayStation. It's different than when you watch it on your phone. It's different than when you watch it on etc.
Does Disney Plus have the old like cartoons?
All of it.
How do you search?
We don't talk about that.
But do you have to?
I typed in Donald Duck and we watched 8 Donald Duck cartoons last night.
On the like, if I was to do it on the TV, do I have to actually search for a specific show, or is there like?
I just typed in Donald Duck and it showed me everything that had Donald Duck in it.
Because I don't remember all the old shows, but it'd be cool to see.
You'll have a good time, like, just, like, searching and like,
oh,
looking
I remember
through
that
it.
One. Yeah. Oh, I want to see that. Okay.
Going through the movies, I was like, oh, yeah. And I, like, made a little list, you know, of the stuff.
Yeah, just add the stuff to my watch list, and then I have my genre right there. I like it.
What
we'll,
else, Rich?
We'll get to that.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, we'll get there. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It doesn't even say The Rock. It just says Dwayne Johnson.
Boo, he's The Rock.
Yeah, he's Bullshit. The Rock.
Dropped it like a hot rock.
Which reminds me of a fun John Cena.
His Instagram thing. Is still The Rock and will forever be The Rock. You know why?
Because
he's
rock,
the fucking
or however
rock.
He pronounces his name. There's a release date announced for his Black Adam movie, which I did not know was even going to still be made.
Next Christmas.
12/22/21.
I almost said 12/21/22. Black Adam is the counterpart to Shazam. He debuted as a villain in 1940 and was turned into an anti-hero in the early/mid-2000s. This boy knows his comic books.
Oh, got it.
Interesting.
He's like got all the powers of Superman and stuff too. Like he's
Black Adam is Black Panther if Black Panther had no morals.
Yeah. I can dig it.
Yeah. I can dig it.
But with
with no morals.
Yeah. When you were saying that,
Superman,
I was thinking.
But I mean, he's like he's the head. He's the head of an advanced like African shadow country that he protects.
Got it.
Yeah.
There's like a Scandinavian or something Santa Claus character that's Black Peter or something like that.
And Bell Schnickel.
Is it Black Peter? Bell
Schnickel, are we watching The Office right now?
It's in the yeah, and that's from The Office, right? The Black Peter. So that's when you were like Black Adam. I was like, they're gonna make a movie about the Santa sidekick.
That's exactly what it is.
I love that's one of my most favorite moments from The Office.
When he shows the blackface.
When he turns around in the parking lot.
It's like the it's one of the. It's
You've
one
mentioned
of
that
the fun.
Before,
yeah, it's one of the funniest thing instances or. I don't know how to say it.
It's
like
one of those
it's a good way to use blackface.
If you're gonna do blackface,
like,
that's
like
what you
if
do.
That, like, it's crazy. Yeah,
it's so
it's like,
good.
Ooh, it's bad.
And Steve Carell's right that would not be okay in today's world.
Oh no,
I couldn't even imagine.
I wouldn't care, but people would care. People would lose
often
their
portrayed
shit.
In blackface, and then it shows them walking. Nope. Oh, it's so good. Any other news?
That's the news, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. Oh, I'm on the wrong page.
So
and
what?
That's
what?
The way it was.
But yeah, let's get into the meat and potatoes because we don't have a review or a phone.
Ooh, we brought meat and potatoes.
We should have a phone call.
I'm hungry. There's a phone call.
We do have a phone call.
There's a phone call. How do we all know this? And Jared doesn't.
I didn't get a notification.
I told you.
It was in our chat.
Oh, I don't know.
In chat there, okay.
Fine. There's a phone call. That's going to be a complicated shit show.
Is it?
let's find this phone call.
I can do it.
phone.
Oh, I got it.
Life's a binge. Phone Army.
Hey, Life's a Binge. What's up, everybody? Maddie here. I am on my honeymoon. Oh, yeah. Calling from Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah.
So, there hasn't been, like, too much movie watching other than some of the stuff in the hotel. We actually had a couple live shows. Let me tell you, first night here, they had a Michael Jackson impersonator. I don't know what's going on in the States. Well, I do know what's going on in the States. But in Mexico, people still really like Michael Jackson.
Aww, so, viva la Mexico.
That's fun. It was awesome. The guy was, you know, jumping around and was just a real fun time. Fog effects and things like that. So, flying right over, I caught a little bit of Step Brothers. Not a movie that I was really fond of previously the first time I watched it. But you know what? I don't know. It's kind of charming. It was a nice little goofy, fun time over here. So, mostly, also watching from the pool people doing Instagram photo shoots with their Instagram husbands. So that's been probably the most entertaining. But, yeah, that's what's been going on in my life. But, hey, what do I know? All right. Have fun, everybody. And keep it going. I don't know.
I'm drunk.
I love y'all.
That man is drunk.
That's what he said.
Right on. He's like, you understand. We're drinking 24/7. I just got married.
I love it.
I'm on my honeymoon. Yeah. Why am I even calling you guys?
I love it.
I did Sandals once, and they literally throw alcohol at you. They just want you to be drunk all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you tip, and you pay lots of money, and it's good times. Sweet. Well, thanks, Matt, for calling. Nobody's called the voicemail in a long time.
Step Brothers is awesome.
Yes.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
I think so. Right.
Oh, good times. And with that, let's take a quick commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Lisa. What, Bart? 6 a.m.
That's right. Hope you like your present. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Lisa, it's your birthday. God bless you this day. You gave me the gift of a little sister, and I'm proud of you today. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. I wish you love and goodwill. I wish you praise and joy.
I wish you better than your heart desires.
And your first kiss from a boy. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Yeah. Oh, this is the best present I ever got. Thank you, Bart. Thank you, Michael.
Well, my work is done here.
Back to the show.
Oh, my timing was off.
So what you watching?
Bravo, sir.
Sounds exactly the same.
Yep. Yeah. Master.
Here, mime it again, BJ.
That can was.
Well, you didn't have, you said mime it.
I said mime it, and then you made the sound.
That's why I'm not a good mime.
Yeah, you sound. Don't mime.
Hey, mime, that's shut up.
You're not a mime.
That's the joke.
Okay, so what?
Tell us what you watched, Jared.
Well, I watched The Mandalorian. Duh. Anybody else watch The Mandalorian?
So this is like what you watch on Disney Plus. Like this is like what this thing is, Disney Plus.
That's what I watched. Because you know me,
you didn't watch anything else.
I watched the Jeff Goldblum Explains the World show on Disney Plus as well.
Is there several episodes of that? I saw that.
There's
on
one. There. One episode.
It's just one?
Yes. Now, I am a big fan of this method because, as you know, I don't watch things for this show.
Sure.
And one episode at a time I can handle. I can
the
watch
antithesis
one episode.
How long of are this they? Program that we're making.
40 minutes? 40 minutes?
So the Jeff Goldblum, they're going to do more?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a show.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He explains, like, ordinary things in a Jeff Goldblum way. Like, the first one's about sneakers and how the sneaker community is crazy and sneakerheads are out of their minds. And at SneakerCon, like, millions of dollars of cash gets handed between people and things like that.
So he stutters and is very charming and talks about sneakers.
Absolutely. Yep. And I can watch it for hours. Because I love me some Goldblum.
Me too, man. Sneakers. I've always been a big Goldblum fan.
Yeah. So that show was good. Mandalorian was good. I can't talk about it too much because I don't really want to spoil anything. Huh? But it's fantastical. It's very, very good. Jon Favreau's the bomb. He knows what he's doing. A lot of practical effects. The story's great.
All right, so
it's fantastic.
You only have watched that one thing, but have you gone through?
Oh yeah. I mean, we watched the first thing we watched was Return to Oz. Then I watched Flight of the Navigator. Then I watched an episode of Gummy Bears. Then I watched two episodes of The Simpsons.
Well, then that was my question. I was like, so you watch stuff, but more than just that.
I know, but the only thing that matters is Mandalorian.
No, because the
no one cares that I watched the intro to Gummy Bears five times in a row to hear the theme song.
I think that's fascinating because there's this.
Everywhere.
Yeah, see, that means nothing to me.
Like, you're welcome.
What?
That means nothing to me. Seriously, that means nothing. But it's a generational thing that we're, that like Disney Plus, the release of Disney Plus.
They didn't
Plus.
Have fun back when BJ was a kid.
Yeah, we were done with fun.
Yeah.
But like what you were excited about watching? That's what I was like curious. Like, what did you put on first? And what were the thing? What were your priorities when you got Disney Plus?
So I was scrolling through looking at. Just everything, seeing how the system and everything worked. Mm-hmm. And then once Samantha saw that Return to Oz was on there, she's like, play that right now. And I was like, but I'm playing with the new... Play it! And I was like, okay.
Yes, yes, dear.
Yep.
Good job.
And so then I played Return to Oz.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Is a movie. Yeah.
Did you have nightmares after?
No, that's The Great and Powerful Oz.
Yeah.
Came out a few years back. This is like the... spiritual sequel, I guess you might say. Yeah, to Wizard of Oz, where Dorothy has to go back, and then there's the Queen that has all the multiple heads,
same
and Pumpkin actors? Jack, and
no.
The
okay,
no. TikTok Rolly Metal Guy.
I didn't know that existed.
Was that based on TikTok of Oz, the book?
It was made in the 80s,
I remember
so you
the
know
book,
it's like
TikTok
nightmare
of Oz.
Inducing.
Probably. I mean, it's they're all based on the books. There's okay. multiple books.
Yep.
But, yeah, so anyway.
That's why they tried to make it a thing with the whole the Oz the Great and Powerful with James Franco and Mila Kunis and
Rachel
Weisz. There you go. Thank you.
Aww, Rachel she's so Weisz. Pretty.
Thank you.
I love her.
She is pretty. They're both pretty.
So, yeah, I've been playing with
He's
Disney,
pretty.
Disney
well,
Plus a lot.
In a weird kind of way.
He is pretty from a woman's
Franco?
Perspective. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a pretty boy. Right
but not
there.
Pretty from a man's perspective.
I mean, unless you're into that.
I mean, there's men that I recognize as pretty that I'm not into that. But,
yeah.
You know, like Brad Pitt's a pretty man.
Yeah.
Timothy Olyphant.
Chris Hemsworth is
he's
a pretty,
pretty.
Man.
I don't think Timothy Olyphant is pretty.
He's handsome.
He's ruggedly handsome.
No. He's yeah,
he's not pretty.
Handsome. He's handsome enough to like.
He's not
like,
pretty.
He's a...
I had a full-on office hot or not conversation with my wife about Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper is
hot or not.
Not
meh.
Hot.
I think that's got to be a context thing because like.
Yeah, it's a meh.
Like,
it depends.
Like, yeah, that's got to be, like, roll by roll.
He's not unattractive.
No, he's not.
The
question
is
whether he is
hot
or not.
Right,
yes. Yeah. It's not whether I would do her.
I love The Office.
Because that answer is always yes.
That's a great,
that's
a good one.
Great episode.
God, it's the
oh,
best.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah!
I love
oh,
The Office.
Man.
So, yeah, I played with Disney Plus a lot.
Yeah, you did.
But I watched The Mandalorian, which is new, and The Goldblum.
Yeah, so you mentioned these shows that I was just saying, like, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Simpsons?
No, The Simpsons, of course, it is. But the gummy bears.
DuckTales, Darkwing Duck.
Yep.
DuckTales?
I know those exist, but.
Darkwing Duck? Let's get dangerous.
Yeah. I'm old.
What about Chip and Dale?
So, Chip and Dale, that's what I mean.
See, the thing is.
Who are very obviously Indiana Jones and Magnum P.I. Come on, BJ.
The funny thing about all these are. I just wanted to watch it for the theme song. Yeah,
he's not watching, which is also on YouTube.
You had
on my iPod.
Yeah, you had that like epic thing.
Disney Plus yeah, is to just watch the theme song.
Yes,
yes.
Of my old dad's cartoon.
Yes,
you know what?
You
Disney
had that episode.
Well, I mean, think about it. Would you rather watch an actual episode of Thundercats, or just watch the intro theme song of Thundercats?
Intro for sure.
The there you go.
Faux show.
Exactly. Intro. The intro is evergreen. The show itself,
the kick-ass
so
90s
good.
X-Men cartoons on there.
Intro to DuckTales 1,000 times.
Correct.
I will watch one episode of DuckTales.
Yeah.
Tailspin?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I love Tailspin.
Tailspin.
I'm going to take your word on all that.
Tailspin.
But so for older folks, Generation X, I guess, old folks, when it came out, there were things that I was like, I have to see. And like I mentioned it already, like the black hole. I
on
had
there.
To see the
I
black hole.
I put it on my watch list just for you.
No, so now do you never saw that before, or did you?
I may have seen it.
Anyone see it?
What
it's,
is it?
It's a state. It's a science fiction movie put out by Disney in 1979.
What happens if we fly through a black hole?
Right, yeah, that they're essentially,
yeah,
and so, but there was a movie that in 79 I was 12, and so it was a movie that
piqued your imagination,
yeah, and had like it had certain things in it that really stuck out, and I was like, I don't really remember any of it. I put it on, and I'm like, none of this is really coming to me. But then images started to happen, and there's a evil robot named Maximilian in it,
of course, sir,
that has. These claws that come out and spin, and it kills Anthony Perkins with his claws. And it's, as a kid, it was terrifying. It was like so shocking that he has this big book, and the thing comes after him and it like eats through the book, and all of a sudden gets him. It was a shocking thing to see as a kid, and that stuck with me clearly to this day.
Clearly.
So did you?
So I watched it. I watched it
today. Yesterday.
Yesterday. Yep.
Attaboy.
Yesterday, day before, one of those days. So, but it was great because there were certain things that like, oh yeah, I remember. Like it just kind of came to me. There's a meteor shower that looks terrible. Like it looks terrible. They're like, oh, we're in a meteor shower, and there's these big Cheeto looking
like
balls.
Piece of foam.
They're actual like, spray painted Cheetos, probably.
And it doesn't look good, but there's like
pork rinds.
1979, dude.
Yeah,
it looks great.
It was great. Yeah. It was great. So the giant meteor like comes in. You know, like in Star Wars, where they have to like swing across these chasms.
Better
you know,
put some respect on that.
In the
name,
inside
man.
Of the.
Don't be comparing Star Wars and the black hole now.
They're comparable because they're both came out within a few years of each other. And they both have effects. Star Wars is a much better movie, but
that's why you never meet your heroes. You don't go back and watch.
Yeah,
you do because I want to see it. Like I want, and not only that, I want to see how it because it meant something to me at a time. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what is this like now? And a lot of times you go back and you're like, this is garbage.
Like,
this is garbage.
I want it to stay good in my mind.
That's why I don't watch Thundercats
or Entourage.
right, but I need to hear more
than
just
that.
This
is going to do the movie!
Do you guys, that reminds me of, do you remember the canon movie tales?
No.
Where they were like fairy tales. They did the Frog Prince. They did Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-mm.
They did.
Are these Disney?
Hansel and Gretel. No, they're not
no,
Disney.
No, 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 no.
They're canon movie tales, and they're like old like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember them as a kid, and I actually just made, I made
you
Ryan watch one a couple months ago. The Frog
was it
Prince.
Amazing? Was it everything you hoped for?
It was.
It was amazing, yes.
She, for those of you who can't see in Radio Land, she has her hand dug into his arm.
Grip.
Yes.
Better answer this right.
Yeah. No, but they're like old 80s. They're
it
like
was
80s
good,
movies.
Honey.
Yeah. They did The Lion King. They did The Frog Prince. They did Beauty and the Beast. They did Hansel and Gretel. They did all these old fairy tales, and they were so good. And they had
straight-to-video.
Right.
Live action version.
Yeah.
Oh, they were live.
They were during the time of like He-Man.
They did it live.
Do it live!
Yeah.
fucking thing
it was
sucks.
Great. But that reminded me of those canon movie tales. Huh. Yeah.
Is there a like goblin type creature thing in the black hole? Or like a little small person that wears a big helmet type thing?
There is a friendly robot whose voice
purple and orange maybe.
With and it's round and
okay,
and,
yes.
And so,
I
go ahead.
I'm having a flood in my brain hole of a Disney record book, audio book thing.
There was one for the black
like,
hole.
Bring, turn when you hear the chime or
I just heard about this today.
I had that
of black
for
hole.
The black hole.
I didn't even know that existed, but somebody who I was talking about today said I had the
record.
Yeah, record comic that you play along to. Huh.
Yep.
So
When you hear the chime, turn the page. Yeah.
I had a Captain America and Falcon one back in the day. But so this imagery of this meteor hits the ship and is like and it's giant and essentially there is exposed to deep
to space.
Sure. But they're just like, it's cold.
It's so cold out in space. I mean, they're not wrong. It is cold.
You're watching this and they finally, they're like, get back inside. They're like, ooh, it's cold.
Is there at least like a vacuum reach where stuff gets sucked out? No?
There is. Okay. Yeah. There is.
There you go.
Yeah. But as you're watching it, you're going, wait a minute. Like, as soon as they'd be long dead. Like,
they're not in spacesuits or anything?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, man.
But anyway, so there's the friendly robot, which is Vincent, who's voiced by Roddy McDowall.
Sure.
And like, and all this is like, yeah, all of a sudden, like, when you hear it, you're like, oh, yes, of course. And then there's another model of the same robot that's older that's voiced by Slim Pickens. And he's been beaten up by the evil robots. Yeah. And so he's kind of afraid of the evil robots. But
I just can't imagine Slim Pickens in a recording studio somewhere doing the voice.
It's a crack
robot.
Up. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
doing a what now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the guy.
A whooping and a ride.
That's the guy.
Yep.
Got it. Nailed it.
Good job.
Turn the page.
Yep. So it was definitely worth watching. And it was a fun ride. And they inevitably end up going into the black hole. Oh, and it has Robert Forster in it, which is cool. He just passed away. Mm. So Mr. Smooth and all his roles.
Yeah.
And so he's younger. So it's pretty cool to kind of see him in that.
Was he hot or not?
He's hot. He's hot in that Robert Forster cool way.
That's not a question.
I think he's cool. He's definitely cooler as he got older.
Sure.
But he was still pretty dang cool. But at the end of the movie, like, this is not a surprise or what. It's a movie's freaking forever. They have to go through the black hole. And so they go into the...
Wait, in the movie, the black hole,
they have to go through the black hole. Well, because the one dude...
What?
There's the evil scientist who wants to go through, right? And then there's our heroes who don't want to go through. They want to get away. But they end up not being able to get through. So they go through the black hole, and then Maximilian, the evil robot... And then the doctor, who's the evil guy, the two of them meld into one, and they overlook hell. Like so, they're in hell at the end, and then the heroes go through pearly gates and they go to heaven. And it's like,
so the black hole takes them to heaven
or hell, depending on who you are. Apparently, according to Disney.
Look, they didn't have science back then, guys.
So it was pretty that was like really interesting to see. I was like, okay,
that's kind of cool. Like, I don't want to watch that.
It's definitely worth watching. It's definitely worth watching. And then it's with these big meteorites that come barreling through, because this is like what they used in the trailer back in the day. Mm-hmm. Is this big
old
thing.
Look how awesome this meteorite
Yeah,
looks.
And then, of course, the three of them are running across the little bridge, you know, and then they all fall, and then it's getting closer, and they get up, and they get through just in time for the big meteor to kind of crash through. It's definitely fun just for eye candy. Sure. So. Right. That was like that was priority one. So it's like, what was the first thing you watch? I had to watch.
What was the second
Black
thing
Hole.
You watched?
I watched some Simpsons.
Hercules cartoon series?
No Hercules.
They don't have the Aladdin series on there that I could find.
What?
But I put on Swiss Family Robinson, which was that was really present when I was a kid, too.
BJ is 98 years old.
Folks. That movie is old.
We know.
So, and that was interesting enough.
For those of you who don't know, BJ's last name is Robinson.
We're the French Family Robinson.
I'm excited to watch That Darn Cat, Cat from Outer Space, like all these like
Computer War Tennis Shoes.
Yep.
All Can the, we get like, a count for next B week of how movies. Many cat movies there are?
Oh yeah.
Now they have Robin Williams Flubber, but that's a remake of an old
Absent-Minded Professor.
Oh, that okay. So it's not called Flubber in the original. No. Okay.
The substance is
called Flubber.
It's a Jerry Lewis movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So is that on there? I wonder.
Yes. Absent-Minded Professor is on there.
All right. Cool.
And Herbie Flubber's the Love Bug.
All the Herbie the Love Bug. Yeah. Flubber with Robin Williams is on it. Yeah. Okay. But that was like, this is not the movie. This isn't the era that I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the early 70s.
But I'm thinking of back in my day.
Back in my day when meteors took forever to get to you and they were big Cheetos.
What's all this breath? That looks almost the way things look in real life, like it's in color of some sort of something or other.
They're not called soundies, they're called movies.
That's not what I signed up for at all.
Oh, man, that was good.
So that's really all I've watched so far. And I had some Simpsons. I put on some Simpsons.
Yep.
And that's, without commercials, that's the shit.
Yes.
Because I could clean it up and doing stuff. Boom, you put on the golden years, season five.
Three, four, five, six.
Yes. It's the goods. It's the goods.
I really need to watch those.
Yeah.
Yep. But it'll be easy.
The secret ingredient is cough syrup. Plain old over the counter children's cough syrup.
And I think Grimes was like season 9, I think.
No way. No. It's way earlier than that.
You think it's old? 7 or 8, I think.
Really?
All right, Mikey P, what season was Frank Grimes? He was in it twice, but you have to find out what season.
I'm going to guess. I bet it's like first episode.
I think those are probably two seasons.
It's like first episode, season 8.
Season 5.
My guess is season like 9.
First episode, season 8.
5.
I didn't watch any of that stuff. Yeah.
Simpsons?
Yeah, no, I really need. I want to.
The rod,
the carbon rod.
Yeah.
So that's all I've watched so far on that. On that, Disney. I've watched other stuff, but not on Disney. But
yes, what you watching?
I downloaded Disney Plus today on the plane on the way here.
Yeah.
So that's as far as I've gotten.
That's okay.
On the homepage, I saw that there was Moana, and I know that that's new.
Have you seen Moana?
God, I love Moana. Okay. I've seen it so many times.
Just making sure.
It's fine. No. Moana is super good.
I'm that aunt that I'm like, hey, girls, you want to watch Moana? You guys want to watch Moana? Moana. Like, I'm that
person. Want to watch Moana?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Moana, so I'll probably watch that. But I am really looking forward to watching the old stuff. But on not a Disney Plus thing,
yes.
I started His Dark Materials on HBO.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay, and I've read all the books.
Wait, did you watch the first and second episode?
Yes. Okay. So Ryan has not read the books.
Oh.
And he has watched the two episodes, and I have read the books recently.
In fact, are you in agreement?
What do you mean?
Like, do you both like it?
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
So I read the books like 10 years ago, and then I recently listened to them on Audible.
Very cool.
And I'm getting through the last one, but yeah, I love it. Well, James McAvoy is in that one, is in this new one, and he's my...
Is that the boo?
That boy good.
Yeah.
He's pretty.
Yes, he's so pretty.
But is he hot?
Yes. Oh, he's hot. He can get it. You know what I mean? Like, he's my celebrity card. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. He knows. So, yeah, His Dark Materials has been pretty great so far.
I'm looking forward to watching it.
I really love it.
It's good.
Are you watching Watchmen?
No, I
want to
watch Watchmen.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's
so
good.
So for every episode of His Dark Materials, you watch an episode of Watchmen.
And I'm totally down to do that. And I also, speaking on what you guys have been talking about recently, I watched more of The Good Place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm on the, I think it's the last season.
Season 4?
Yeah, but I'm about halfway through. I can't remember where I left off.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through season
4. I'm about to finish it because
then it's
right
over.
I got all the way through until there were no more episodes, and that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. You're
so I'm pretty caught up.
You're farther than we are.
I have a question for the couple. Do you guys have shows that just you watch by yourself? Or, like you really want to watch Watchmen? Like, if she doesn't care, do you guys prioritize, especially with the weird schedules that
you
guys keep? Do you prioritize shows? Or do you, like, you know what? I'm going to watch Watchmen. And I'll tell you that it's really good, and eventually you'll watch it, or are you going to wait?
Well, I don't think she gives a shit if I watch Watchmen.
Right.
I really don't.
Right.
But if he watched Dark Materials like before
you. Ahead of you, yeah. Right.
I'd sleep in the car.
Yeah. Once again, she has gripped his arm.
Yeah,
there's one answer.
Subtle move.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I think
powerful.
You're bleeding.
No. So, the Great British Baking Show.
Yes.
Absolutely have to watch that together. If he goes ahead of me, right, I will murder him.
Me and the wife watch that together too.
Yeah. We love it. We love it.
It's just so nice.
Yes,
they're so nice.
We just finished that show.
Oh. Yeah, and then his Dark Materials, I was like, I've read this book, I want to watch this, and he hadn't ever seen it, and he wanted me to wait, so I did.
So did you see The Golden Compass?
Yeah. I did see that movie, and I actually didn't.
It was okay.
I didn't see it. It was okay, and yeah. I was like, okay, this is cool to see like the book that I read come to life. Yeah. Like, that's really awesome, and then they didn't go further with.
That's the Michelle Pfeiffer one, right? And
I just remember The Big Bear. When I see The Big Bear in the new one, I'm like,
Kidman.
Oh, this is from a movie. Yes.
Nicole Kidman?
What am I thinking?
Stardust is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, right. Stardust. That's Neil Gaiman, and he's an amazing
And Daniel Craig. Right?
Daniel Craig was Golden Compass.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When did that come out?
Years ago.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
And
Roger Moore was GoldenEye.
That's right. Wait, no.
I don't know. Pierce Brosnan.
Was it? Ian McKellen did York Bernison, the bear. He voiced the bear on that first movie.
Yeah, the movie was fine.
Yeah, but I'm glad that they're doing it in a series because I feel like they can take more time and they can hopefully do it right this time.
Honestly, what they need to do
with
Harry
these books,
Potter.
With books, yeah, I was gonna say that next. With with stuff where there's so much, there's just so much to get through and so much to see and so much worth seeing is the other thing. Like things that have to get skipped over. I love Lord of the Rings is what I watched this
week.
Okay,
Lord of the Rings is my favorite.
Girl.
Okay. She's trying to grip your arm tightly.
I have tattoos.
Yeah, she's
okay?
reached across the table at me. Lord of the Rings is my favorite. I say my favorite movies. I'll put all three of them. If I had to choose five movies, I'd put each one of them in my top five.
Right. No but joke. Really, all three of them are
it's
one
movie.
Movie.
Right.
Yes.
I would not be mad if that was made into a TV series because there is more to explore.
I'm looking forward to that.
Even though they're not doing that.
Oh, what are they doing?
They're doing the Silmarillion.
But it's long.
The Silmarillion.
So it's a separate.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Silmarillion is like a.
It's the history book. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I told you I was legit. I know what this.
I'm legit too. Okay.
I'm
hey.
I know what I'm talking about.
That's the joke. Thank you. Good job, BJ. Nicely done.
Right.
Good.
But with things like Harry Potter.
For about 5 minutes, right?
With Harry Potter, there are things that kind of fell short in the movies for
extremely.
A lot of the book readers. But nobody really felt that way about Lord of the Rings. We're like, yeah, we kind of got it. They cut out what you need to cut out.
Right.
Yes.
You kept
most of the best
stuff. You
don't
need
Tom
Bombadil.
Not mind the changes that they made. Yeah. The Tom Bombadil, I got it. Like, I was like, okay, he doesn't
have to.
You do not really
need
necessary.
Him. What could you possibly
He's a garbage
do.
Character.
What could you do? He shouldn't exist.
Okay, so I wouldn't call him a garbage character.
Right.
Okay, first of all, if you want to get into a debate
about Tom Bombadil. Yeah.
He is like Mother Nature.
He can totally hold the ring. They could have just left it there.
Yes.
They could have.
Anyway.
Nerds!
But yeah, Rich, I feel you on the Lord of the Rings stuff. Like,
that's my shit.
Yes.
When is the Amazon show coming? When is that coming out?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
2 years?
Yeah, it's weird.
And isn't it the biggest investment in a TV show of ever?
They have invested
$1 billion?
$50 million.
Yeah. I thought I heard a B word in there. Like,
I know.
Billion.
I'm itching for it.
That's big.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
The Silmarillion and then the Numenoreans and then like all that history is going to be amazing.
There's a lot there.
I hope it's good.
Yeah, I think they bought the license for $250 million.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, so they probably are going to spend $1 billion.
Christopher Tolkien is swimming in a Scrooge McDuck style vault.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Filled
There's
with Bitcoin.
So much to. With the Silmarillion, it spans.
You could pick
a
chapter and make an entire TV series.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway.
So we have an answer on our Simpsons. What year did Frank Grimes come out?
Oh, what year was
what
it?
What episode?
So, it was season 8, episode 23.
There you go.
That was close.
May 4th, 1997.
Season 8 was 1997.
Is
that right? I guess so.
It started in 90, I guess.
Yeah.
Or 89, I thought.
89.
Or maybe
technically,
it
started on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, maybe that was 89.
Show in like 88, 89.
That's so weird. 97 seems so far into the Simpsons game. you know, but now it's like, that was really in the early years.
Yeah. 30 something seasons ago.
Change the channel, Marge. That's like the funniest, darkest end.
Whoop, sorry, Marge. Must have been that bean I had for dinner.
Ryan, are you watching anything that I don't know about?
No, the only thing I've been watching lately is I've been catching up on American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he actually has me sucked into that a little bit. Which one? Apocalypse?
Right now I'm on Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Is that the
last
Trump
year,
one?
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Trump one was Cult.
Oh, right. Okay.
Apocalypse is the season. There's after
it. Wow,
right.
I missed out on this.
Right now they're doing 1984.
Yes.
I got sucked into the Cult. Trump one. Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I haven't seen
I've never watched, other than the first season of that show.
Yeah. I've watched
I don't
the
think
first two
I've
th-
watched like
two
eight
three.
Episodes.
He
and
was
I'm
watching
like,
the
meh.
Carnival one, and
yeah,
I didn't
those
really
are
like.
My guilty pleasure. Like,
yeah.
It's like my guilty pleasure show. Like, it's like, sure. Like, as each season is kind of like based off of specific tropes and like heavily influenced by specific movies. And
now, how many of them? I'm sorry. How many of them had Jessica Lange?
A lot of them.
She stopped after Carnival.
Okay.
So I think season
five.
Yeah, something like that.
Dang it. And our friend Laura Allen was on one of them, and I was going to watch it, but I didn't.
But
a whole
she did
season
it.
Or like an
episode? Good question. I don't know if she. I don't know
I
if
she
was
on
the whole season. Like she was a few episodes, I think. Maybe or yeah,
like
maybe
Veronica just Mars.
That's right, baby.
I mean, I was on Veronica. I mean,
no
I'm basically
literal
a 15 star.
Minutes of fame.
Did I ever mention that?
Did I'm like right in the front of the screen. If you ever see that episode, okay.
So you're on that?
I am a couple times, and I'm a body double.
Everybody was on that.
I yep. wasn't on that.
I'm a body double, and
you're
I'm
not
in
everybody.
The,
you're
I'm
nobody.
In like a school scene.
My car is on it too.
When they started making talkies.
Back in my day, when they need.
I was great when
voice.
They didn't have to have sound.
Have you seen The Artist? That's based on BJ's life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Artist. Bravo.
I like that movie a lot.
I did too. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
It was based on you, so you should. Like it.
Right.
Yeah, I thought they did me. They did me. They did me justice. So
oh,
I was happy.
Man.
I also watched What's in the Box.
Nice.
I mean seven.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I wanted to hate myself.
Fantastic.
Still fine.
Right. Wait, what's fine. This?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey,
Morgan
Brad
Freeman.
Pitt.
The cop drama from like 1990.
Oh wait, is this the one with
Seven Deadly
Sins? Hot guy.
Brad Pitt and Morgan. Freeman.
Brad Pitt. No, more. She meant Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman all the way.
Gwyneth Paltrow back when.
I'm trying to think.
Also her head.
Those are the people in it.
Those are, yeah.
If there's
that's
a
really
hot
it.
Guy, it's not
that's
Brad
really
Pitt.
All of
is this not James Franco in there somewhere?
Hey,
she's thinking of Josh
Hartnett, my number
who
one.
Was in almost everything
okay,
back
James
then.
McAvoy.
Oh, McAvoy is your
yeah,
number one.
Yeah, he's the number one.
But that's
he's, your, he's the hottest actor?
I have been in love with James McAvoy since Narnia.
I was going to say
Mr.
Tumnus.
Wow.
Tumnus.
Yeah. I'm like, who?
You have issues.
Yeah. No,
I want to have sex with that goat bad.
I really do.
Oh,
that goat is.
God. Yeah.
I was really like.
Oh, God.
I was really like, who is that guy?
He's rocking hooves down
and then,
there.
No,
so.
Like he solidified it in Atonement. Bad. Have you guys seen Atonement?
Atonement's the shit.
Yeah.
That's
look,
a good movie.
That good movie, he's. I was like, okay, this is the love of my life. No offense, Ryan.
And then you saw Split and you're like, he's jacked.
Yeah, Split.
Split was a good movie. Though.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Good. That's great. Good flick. Mm. For sure.
Beast is coming.
He was really good in it as well.
He's
he was
such
really good
a good actor. If mm-hmm. you get past like,
you haven't seen it, Chapter 2.
It's good.
Yeah,
I seen
we need
two
to.
Either.
It's on like we need to like really.
Is it streaming?
I like new It Chapter 2 better than old It Chapter 2, and I like old It Chapter 1 better than new It Chapter 1.
Got it. I follow you.
You follow.
I see. I
yeah.
follow that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like all the new ones better.
He's just such a good actor, guys.
He's good.
He's
super
is.
Good.
So he's so emotion like his
incredibly good.
God,
yes.
I just love it.
We were covering that. When
he
we're
does
talking
the
about
work.
Glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Changes just like one muscle in his mm-hmm. face,
one
and you're like, oh, I gotcha.
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Anybody else watch anything else?
So I didn't mention it before, but I did watch Dolomite Is My Name.
Yes.
Nice. My brother said that was amazing.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun on Netflix, and then. Of course, our friend of the show, Dave Walker, is a walking blaxploitation museum
right.
of information. And so is Beth. Beth Accomando
oh, yeah.
is too. And the two of them, and she did another thing with Dave recently. Like they did another episode interview which was just like listening to people talk about stuff they really know about. Yeah. It's
so not like this show.
Yeah, not like.
Unless we're talking about The Office or Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But it was good. Eddie Murphy was good, and of course you want to watch the original movie.
Actual Dolomite.
Yeah,
I think it's on Amazon.
It is. They just added it. Like, it wasn't there at first, but it was on YouTube, and I started to watch it there, and then they added on there. I still haven't watched the whole thing, but just watching it after you watch Dolomite Is My Name is fun because you see the scenes that they were recreating in the movie. It's fun. Good stuff.
Okay, real quick, because you brought up Dolomite.
Yes.
I just saw Netflix has picked up Eddie Murphy and Bruckheimer to do a new Beverly Hills Cop movie.
Interesting. Interesting.
Like a sequel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. You know what I think about that? Like, I remember
he's doing Coming to America also, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So he's
coming to America.
He's like making a
trying to come
resurgence.
Back. Yeah.
That's cool.
Was he good in Dolomite?
Eddie Murphy? Yeah, he was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not asked to do a whole lot.
Right.
I mean, but he's within this character. He does a very good job. Mm. He does a very good job. I was about to say, you said before that.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. So
banana in the tailpipe.
Damon. That's Damon Wayans. Mm-hmm. That's Damon Wayans. Is the,
yeah,
the well
the,
we have
the banana guy.
But yeah,
the
fruit platter, which comes with banana. Beverly Hills Cop 2 is very. If you watch it now, which I really want to watch it now, super misogynistic. Like
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yes, with the. Who's the big blonde woman who married?
She
married Flavor Flav.
Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah, yes. Bridget Nielsen.
Nailed it.
Yeah, like there's like stuff that like when it was still kind of kitsch and okay to, you know, like right to the moon, you know, but even more so. That movie is like that. Like I think they shoot her or something. Got that bitch or something like that. It's like even back then, I remember, like
being like, "Who?
Yay, okay. That's a little. That's a little much.
That's a little much." But like at the beginning of the movie, she did shoot the police chief.
Right. Yeah.
That's true.
No, I mean, yeah. But anyway, it'd be curious to see it. Everything post Me Too is different with different glasses now. So like, it's when you see some of these stuff, it just looks different.
Like, some of the way that it plays out on screen, absolutely. Like, yeah, the '80s.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah.
The '80s were raw as hell, man.
Up until like 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking back to like the Calgon commercials, Ancient Chinese
Calgon,
Secret.
Ancient Chinese Secret.
Honey, we need more Calgon. Ancient Chinese Secret, huh? Like, yeah. And there's like all these things, yeah, that are just like, ooh, that washed.
Well, so before they launched Disney Plus, they were talking about how they were going to edit movies and like take the Jim Crows out of Dumbo and like
they shouldn't
all
that
do stuff. That. They didn't.
They didn't.
I saw
Instead,
what they did. And
they
liked
posted
it.
A little blurb on the like description that says like this was created in a time where, you know, some of this stuff might not fly.
And that's what Warner Brothers does with their old
the
cartoons,
Looney Tunes and stuff.
Which
yeah.
is that's the way to do it. Like yeah. that's yeah. you don't have to get rid of it, but just say, look, this is made
look,
at a different
man.
Time.
Holocaust denier of your own library.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Except
yeah.
for Song of the South. Exactly. That's gone.
But if you ask me, they should release it. And
can you
just
imagine
do the
like
same
a room
thing.
Full of executives that are like,
it's not that bad.
And there's that one guy who's like,
Ninja, please.
Guys, can't do that.
If we put it out for one day, it'll break streaming records. I guarantee it.
Actually, yeah, it would.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I really like that they put the little disclaimer thing up. That's
yeah.
cool. What's up, Mikey?
Friend of the show, Laura Allen, 2 episodes. She played Rosie.
In which season?
It says 2017.
So that's 2 years, 2 seasons ago.
Okay.
Rosie. Who is Rosie, babe?
She was in Holes.
American Horror Story.
Holes and Neighbors from Hell were the name of the episodes.
Yes. Maybe it was Colt then. Who knows?
It wasn't that long ago.
2017?
She was posting about it.
That's 2 years ago.
It would have been after Trump was elected, so I guess it might have been Colt.
I have to look at the episode. I don't
don't remember the names of the episodes. I just,
or the random offshoot characters. Yeah, exactly. She played Rosie.
Yeah.
Call Laura right now.
We'll give her a name. Yeah, exactly.
You're on the air. Tell us what you're on.
Anything else? Anything else? Anybody watching? No? Yes?
I watched season two of what's the lies? Pretty Little Lies or
Pretty Little Liars?
Yeah. What did you see the first season?
Yeah.
And what?
I binged the first season.
No, I
just started right season two.
Can we edit that out? You'll edit that out.
Post cut that out. You're already doing work anyway.
I like to do myself.
Meryl Streep.
She's fantastic.
She is phenomenal.
Yeah. Streep's gonna streep.
Yeah. God, I love her so much.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was just like,
she's
so
good at being like subtly just fucking evil. Like, she's so good at it. But yeah, that season two was pretty cool. I liked that a lot.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was okay. Everyone's so good, and that's what I thought about the first season. Like Nicole Kidman, the whole cast is fucking insane.
Well, you could tell that they probably weren't planning on anything past season one.
Right.
You could tell. But then with Meryl Streep, you're just like, oh, give me some more of that Meryl Streep. She's just so good. She's so good at being bad.
Book two, right? Isn't it?
What?
Isn't that based on a book?
The first one is.
I have no idea.
What's the HBO one? Big Little Lies?
Big Little Lies, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about right
now?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not based on a book?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I binged it because BJ had mentioned it in an episode. I was like, that sounds pretty cool.
The show works.
Yeah.
There it is. Yep, we've done our job.
Woo! How many Mikey P. recommends have you watched? Nailed it.
Jess is like, I never really do make it to the end of the episode.
No, I do. I really do.
Uncalled for, Jay.
But there have been a few shows that I've watched because of the show.
Yeah. Right on.
Good.
Right on.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
That makes me happy. Nice.
Oh.
Excellent.
How novel.
I just saw a trailer for Orange is the New Black where Piper isn't in jail anymore. And I'm like, wait a second.
Why are we watching this thing?
I don't know anything about that.
I didn't know
that
show was still going on.
Neither have I.
The first few seasons are pretty good.
We fell off of it after season three.
Yeah, that's about
when I started
to hate the main character.
We mentioned that last, and I was like, "Is this still going?" And
Pensatucky,
and it's still going, and she's not.
Some
in
of the
jail
other
anymore.
Characters are great.
Yeah,
but they are not the main character.
So that's the example of a show that doesn't know when to quit.
Yeah, and the I'm not watching anything else, but again, I listen to podcasts like crazy, and Office Ladies is fantastic.
Oh, I started that too. Yes, thank you. Thanks, Jared. I started that. I need to watch the pilot episode because I've decided that I want to listen and then watch the episode.
Yes.
And then listen and then watch the episode because they talk about so many things that I don't want to like get too far ahead.
Yes.
And miss the things that they've talked about. So yes.
So
you know what I listened to?
What's that?
Only the thing that you've been recommending for forever.
Dax Shepard?
Yep.
Word.
Oh, me
which
too.
One?
So I listened to Monica Lewinsky.
Excellent.
And then I put on Jim Jefferies.
Also excellent.
All of them are excellent.
Who am I kidding?
You were right. I mean, you were right. Dax
Shepard
is
cool.
He's a very likable guy.
Yeah.
And he's smart. And
he's
and
very
sharp.
Smart. And
he's
very good at interviewing. And he's
actually heard
honest.
A completely dissenting opinion from somebody. That he was a terrible interviewer.
Wrong.
That
they
all of
he
his
interrupts too much.
He interrupts too much, and he makes everything about him.
He does interrupt a lot,
but he's aware of it. Yeah. I mean, he says that.
That's why Jared likes him.
It's
because he interrupts.
That's the joke. He let me set up that joke for like 2.5 minutes. And
I've been really good today.
You have been really good.
I'm just giving you a hard time, man.
You
see that? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm listening to
myself.
Wait a minute.
I hate you guys.
I listened to the Bill Nye episode.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I listened to, it's a psychologist lady about relationships and love and I forget her name. Mm-hmm. But that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I've listened to a few because Jared suggested it.
Well, the first time I was listening, the sidekick girl, I was like
Monica. Yes,
but then I was like, oh, okay, she's okay. Like after when I first heard her, like her voice, like it was off putting,
grating.
Yeah, yeah, and but then like she's okay, she's fine.
They get in the groove.
Then they have a clearly have a good relationship. So,
yeah.
So that And that comes across.
I kind of fell into a wormhole because I listened to the Bill Nye one, and then he has his own podcast. So, of course, I subscribed to that one. Mm. And then I listened to the Will Ferrell one, and he has a Ron Burgundy podcast.
I didn't like it.
Really? I haven't listened.
Ugh.
I just subscribed, but I haven't had time. Because listen, like, literally, podcasts, you guys are a priority. And then I look at Dax, and I see what he's done. Mm-hmm. And then I look at Will Ferrell and see what he's done. But I haven't listened to a show yet. And then I have listened to a Bill Nye one just because it's about, like, longevity, and I've already been kind of on that train anyway. But
Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Cryogenics.
That one's good.
It's like...
Yeah, freeze my head.
Yep.
Like, if you ever heard of Stephen Gundry, he's a doctor.
Nope.
Anyway, he's got this whole thing about longevity and how to live young, but to an old age, and diet and your gut health, and it's pretty fascinating.
He was on Dax also.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I listened to that episode too, and he's fascinating, and I have actually taken on some of his,
his advice?
Yeah.
Well, cool. Like what should we do?
Like intermittent fasting.
Oh, I do that.
Right on.
Is a big thing. Cutting back on wheat. Kind of leaning toward vegetarianism, not completely, but mostly stuff like that.
Sick.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Living the rich.
So like this week
way.
I'm on vacation. I'm literally eating everything.
Right.
Well, no, that's not what vacation is for.
Yeah, I'm on vacation, so I'm eating everything I can get my hands on. But otherwise I only eat from noon to 8:00, and so that's like intermittent fasting, and that's letting your cells kind of regenerate, letting your body use its own resources, stuff like that. It's very, very interesting.
Noon to 8:00, right, that might work.
That's
that
super
might work.
Doable.
Yeah.
It's a good starting point for
fasting. But you can
fasting.
Have coffee. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have anything as long as you're not taking in calories. So I had to switch to black coffee, which was difficult at first, but I've gotten it down now.
Cinnamon and salt in your coffee will change your life.
Yep.
Cinnamon and salt?
Correct.
Did I tell you that? No.
No? Do you do that?
Well, it was in – remember that, like, I posted about, like, these hints that I got off the internet about, like, how to improve your culinary life and just little things, and that was one of them that were in there.
Where are the other ones?
Brine your meat.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Salt bath and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. What else? There was a bunch of them, dang it. And the ones that I've tried so far. One was, like, velvet your meat, which is, like – doing again and flour and some other stuff and there was a bunch.
That's how I do when I make my lamb stew.
I knew about the salt for a long time. Like if you like
salt,
if you don't really
cinnamon?
Like black coffee, well, if you like cinnamon, but if you just sprinkle like salt into the grounds and then it brews, it will take some of the acidity out and it makes it much tamer to
drink.
Well,
that's why I switched to cold brew because it's not so.
But if you like the hot coffee, you put salt in there.
I do
like a pinch of
like a
salt.
And a little cinnamon, too. It like just brings out
the cinnamon. If you like cinnamon.
Yeah.
The grounds, too.
The first time I made that, I was like, oh, my God. I thought maybe like I could have this black. No, I can't. You do? I'm not there.
He's hardcore, dude.
I like black coffee, too.
I know you
but
do.
But if you do the even if you just put cinnamon in the grounds, like then it adds a little nuttiness to the coffee. It's really good.
It's nutty.
Yeah. And you just put it right in the ground. It's like, because if you think about it, when you go to Starbucks or whatever, on the table they have the options to sprinkle cinnamon on your coffee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Instead, you just brew it in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like cinnamon. That sounds good.
Yeah. Cinnamon and salt. Do it. But on that note, let's let these guys go to sleep, shall we?
Yeah, for sure.
Never!
They're coming up on 24
it's
hours straight.
It's almost taco time.
Yeah, we are.
We'll get you.
We are. We're 3 hours shy of 24 hours.
It's burrito time.
I got up at 5:30 this morning.
Burrito time.
Not the same.
I know. I told Ryan we'll actually be able to get food late at night now instead of in the south where everything closes at fucking 8 o'clock.
You can just walk into a store and buy
liquor. You can't get
anywhere.
Alcohol on Sunday.
Exactly.
That's 5 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
So. You can only get liquor in the ABC store.
Yep.
The Blue Laws. Mm-hmm.
Yep, not on Sundays.
What?
Yep, not on Sundays.
What? Yeah.
So here we're kind of like it's...
You're in Candyland.
Yes, Candyland.
You can be drunk all the time.
You can.
Drunk all
vacation.
The time.
Taco shop and burritos and all sorts.
And
of
I try
stuff.
To, it's
like
I try
drunk
to
and going to the taco shop at midnight.
What
like,
flavor did you get?
Oh, it's a rite of passage.
So it's mango, which I love, like tropical flavors. So I got real basic tonight and tried White Claw for
is
the first
good?
Time. It's pretty good.
It is okay. good.
And I've had two, well, one and a half of the big.
They're strong.
Those are tall cans.
They are very strong. I'm pretty. I'm feeling pretty good
yeah.
right now.
Word.
We're going to a bar.
Now you're going to a taco shop.
yeah, taco shop burrito.
Put a layer
sleep.
Of food on this. buzz.
No, for real. Like yeah. the best thing you can do in this town is drink too much and go to a taco shop at like midnight and eat the greasiest food because it is the best feeling.
Cali yeah, burrito. And I'm on vacation,
best
so.
Feeling.
They're on my shirt. They are
nice.
On his shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a smart man.
So, do you get any say in what you guys do out here, Ryan, or are you just along for the ride?
Oh, I'm just being like towed along like a
passenger on
nice.
This voyage.
Yeah. But I'm going to take
also
him
smart.
I'm going to show him my old stomping ground.
Nice.
Yeah. El Cajon.
Yikes.
You know, I know. I told him I warned him East County is pretty ghetto.
East County.
But I want to show him where I went to school
yeah.
and then I thought maybe Cowles Mountain or Torrey Pines
yep.
something like that
good
kind of hike.
Yep.
Torrey.
Mm-hmm.
Torrey's nice.
Yeah. And then we went to Mission Valley, which isn't much to talk about. And what else did we do today?
Eh,
we're going to go to Fashion
day.
Valley tomorrow.
First
yeah,
day.
We haven't.
Yeah,
we, this is our literally day. Our first day. So we've got
plenty
some,
of time.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
We'll have fun.
Yeah. We're going to explore North Park
and
a
if
lot.
If you're drinking in my neighborhood, give me a shout.
Yeah.
Word.
Because like,
I do want to bar hop one of these nights.
At least four of the recommendations I gave to you are literally a block from my apartment.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's the bomb.
Yeah.
You ready, Mikey B? Yeah, jump on that mic.
He's going to steal BJ's
because we got
spot.
One
yeah.
thing to do, and it's to hit this button right here. Wait.
Not yet. Mikey P recommends.
Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime.
Ooh,
is that
season
good?
Two.
Oh, okay,
we can't
ask questions.
Just
can't
started,
questions.
And yes, it's amazing.
Nice.
We can't ask questions?
No, we're not
Look,
to
you
questions.
Can. You're a special guest.
Ryan
no,
and I
questions.
Saw season one, and it was phenomenal.
Really?
We
yeah, really
binged the heck out of that show.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
I really
so,
like John Krasinski.
He's
I
so
really
great.
Like
and
yeah.
he's good all beefed up and
Andy
fucking
he is
hot.
Too.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Is
just as good?
Oh, yes.
Is nice. He like, oh, like we can't ask questions?
You can go.
Okay.
Like I said, no, you're a special guest.
Does he get to be like more, do we find out more about his like past? Because, you know, we get little hints of it in season one, but we don't really get the full story.
No, you're not going to be satisfied.
Oh,
that
they're going to tease us.
Not that way.
I mean, I am going to be satisfied as John Krasinski.
Hey, yo.
Scary six-pack John Krasinski.
I mean,
Jim's hot.
You know, you should mention is that we didn't have our thing air this week. With
the oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
The show,
yes.
the game show.
Yeah. Right now. I know. Yeah, the America Says episode is not airing right now.
Boom.
Probably shortly after Thanksgiving is the latest that we know maybe right now. They delayed it for some reason. No explanation was given other than they just didn't fit it in.
But if you follow Life's a Binge on social media yeah. or any of us individually on social media, you will find out.
See,
when,
I have
as
theories
soon as we find
in
out.
My brain as to why they might have moved things around, but
well,
I can't
do.
Ask you because I don't know anything.
You can't ask us and we can't really tell you.
Exactly. So anyway, yeah, I think that's it for now. So thanks, Ryan and Jess, for being here.
Yay.
Thanks for having
really,
us.
Really glad that you guys were able to stop in.
Thanks
super,
for soldiering through and
super
not,
awesome.
Not
oh,
crashing.
Of course.
Yes.
Like I'm sure you want, really want to.
But
yeah, our week is going to be so busy, so we were like, this is probably the only time we'll be able to do
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Sweet. And it worked out
yeah.
perfectly.
Yeah.
So sweet. Cool. Thanks for being here, and thanks out there for listening. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
I'm Jess.
Ryan.
And I'm Mike.
And
we'll
see
you
on
the
couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
See? Can't help yourself.
I know, I listen so much.
This has been a Life's a Binge production.
Cool.
Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.